Here we are backstage at the 2018 Gympy Music Master. It's Dan and
Joshio.
How are you enjoying yourself, bud? This is your first one.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
You are. I noticed you went down and checked out the Tucker area before. What did you find a munch on?
A Dagwood dog and ice cream.
That's a must. Yeah. Did you find the chip on the stick? That's always a hit.
No, I couldn't find it.
All right, we'll find one after this. But We have more pressing matters than chips on sticks. We have the Wolf Brothers with us. Gentlemen, how are we?
We're doing great, mate. It's great to be chatting and good to be talking about Dagwood dogs. That's something... actually,
very close to our heart.
You're always
very close to our heart.
Honestly, with this festival, I think our main competitor is chip on a stick.
Now, we were just talking off air about the songs. She don't know no sad songs. No sad songs. Where did it come from? Why did you decide to go in this direction?
Well, basically, the idea came from when I'm driving with my wife. We take turns in picking songs. And typically I'll pick the saddest, most mournful country music on earth. And then, but Tani, my wife, will pick, she loves the up-tempo,
the fun ones,
you know. So basically it was just inspired by her doing that, but it's not kind of how it ended up being about a, you know, free spirit, sort of rah-de-rah, you know. But the production on it, we went pretty towards the pop world, probably the most we ever have, I'd say. So
that's very new territory for us.
Yeah. And I got to say, what did your mentor Lee say when you showed him?
Never come here again.
Get out. Honestly, look, he's been, and I say it because it's true, he's been our biggest supporter since day one. He loves the new album. He's big. He's really into it. And it's funny, when we wrote it, I mean, when we'd written together in succession, we went, that's cool. I mean, we can never record it, but that's a really cool song. And then time goes on and, you know, you start putting the album together and it was like, oh, maybe we should record this. Oh, well, it'll never be a single. And here we are.
Well, actually, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Lee's actually going to do next. Just like, because he's really into some, you know, we've been talking different production things and I think he's going to put out some very interesting new sounds when he goes there, but we'll have to wait and see, I suppose.
A bit of a hot tip then. Nick the Beard's coming along very nicely, mate.
Shaved yesterday. I grow facial hair very fast, so I'm kind of like Homer Simpson in the fact that I can shave and then it's just grey immediately. Yeah. But so I haven't noticed too much. But everyone's like, "Oh, I didn't even recognise you. You look like an Amish person." I'm like,
the best one. Nick got called because Nick's wearing the hat on stage. Is he got called the Undertaker? You know, the wrestler.
Oh, yeah, the wrestler. Yeah.
WWE.
So there you go. So Nick is now the Undertaker.
All right.
I'm happy with that.
All right. Let's make it stick now. You're the Undertaker from now on. We'll refer to you as the Undertaker.
Now, you guys were in 2012 runner-up on Australia's Got Talent. What's the difference between the, you know, because it's sort of like a reality show, talent contest show, to the music industry itself? What's the difference? What have been the ups, the downs?
Look, reality TV, it can be a really positive thing for people or a really negative thing. We were really lucky in the fact that on that show, one, we came second. I think we did 5 performances throughout the whole series and we got to play 4 original songs, which is kind of really, when you think about a lot of these other reality TV shows, it's not really that heard of kind of thing. We pushed pretty hard for that too. We were pretty determined to get that across. And it was a big stepping stone for us. Obviously, there's a stigma with some reality TV.
And a stigma with country music as well. I mean, did you have to really push that barrow that, you know, what we do is country music and, you know, were you ever tried to be steered away from that?
We are still pushing it. but it's good, you know. I think we've sort of noticed in the last 12, 18 months, I think there's been a much more, maybe, an acceptance of what we do, what we're trying to do. And I think the whole industry's grown a lot in the last few years. Like, you look at last night, that hill was packed, completely Australian artists, all extremely different. Like, we went on, then there was John Williamson, and the same people are still in the front row singing True Blue, and they're also singing No Sad Song, you know? So we can all exist, we can all coexist, and we can all build this thing to make it bigger and better, you know, which is what I love. That's the goal.
Now, before you spoke about how you've gone more into that sort of pop area than what you've gone before, I guess you can see the mainstream charts. A lot of country has been incorporated into that more than what there used to be. A lot of cross-genre country pop. Do you think you'll do more down that road as time goes on?
Look, I think, you know, you never... look, you never probably sit back and make the goal of we want to sound like this, we want to do that. Probably more so with this, definitely with this Country Heart album. When we set out to make that album, I don't think in my mind that was the album I thought we were going to make. It came out as its own unique thing, you know. So you never sort of, yeah.
It's funny, with that album, like, even though the production's probably the most kind of experimental, I suppose, we've done, like, I think the songwriting is probably the most real and honest of all the stuff we've done anyway. So I think we're always going to make songs you can still sing with an acoustic guitar and just lay it down and it be a song. But I think we really enjoyed working with Matt Fell on that last album and taking those risks with the production. And basically you just write the song and produce it how it needs to be produced to serve the song, I suppose.
I'm excited, you know. I think, you know, not that you never know what will happen in the future, but with, you know, going really out of our comfort zone with the Country Heart album, I'm excited to what the next album's going to be.
Yeah.
I can see us, now that we've sort of stepped out of the, okay, we can do other things apart from country rock, you know. I'm excited to see where the next album goes. I reckon we're going to get weird.
Me too.
I'm excited.
And Brody, you're looking very clean cut over there, mate, and very quiet. Is everything all right, bud?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about how Nick and I stopped shaving at the same time and he's got a full beard. And I thought, this pathetic little thing.
So I guess for you it's more about the song itself than what it is, the genre. So,
mate,
how...
Everything comes down to the song. Like, genre's great, but at the end of the day, there's good songs, there's bad songs, and, you know, I think the good songs cut through. And
no sad songs.
And no sad songs. No sad... Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
All right, you're Tassie boys. You know, do you still, you know, love going back home? Is home always going to be Tassie?
Yeah, I think so, mate. Like, you know, you never know where life will take you, but I do know, I feel a great sense of calm going home, especially going home to the farm. And doing this lifestyle, we're so lucky to do it, but it can be hectic, it can be busy, you go, you're flying, you're driving, you're gigging, you're meeting this person. It's so nice. I love getting home, flying in late, and that first morning back on the farm, it's usually just put the kettle on, make a cup of coffee, and I just walk around the farm with the dogs for about an hour. I love it.
My missus is from Tassie, and so you're her favourite band.
Good. I like your missus.
She loves the War Brothers because they're from Tassie. She loves your music too. But do you find that with people from Tassie sort of gravitate?
Well, last night there was a Tasmanian flag hanging out in the audience. Cool. That was cool. I was like, wow, that's. Yeah, people are.
There's definitely a real ownership, I think, that the Tassie fans, because, like, yeah, you'll see guys from Tassie that come to these festivals, and it's quite a mission to get to these sort of things from Tassie. So they kind of get into this mindset of a real loyalty thing with us, like, yeah, the Tassie boys, you know. So that's good. We love it.
I think I'm an adopted Tasmanian, so I made the mistake the first time I was down there in Lonnie of calling Launceston Launceston. I got pulled up straight away, and the gentleman said, Launceston? You must be from the mainland.
Mainland?
You mean Australia?
Yeah, the mainland. Yeah.
So that was an eye-opener. And I think since I pronounce Launceston the way it's meant to be pronounced, I'm now an adopted Tasmanian.
You're one of us, mate.
Now, before you boys settle on the name the Wolf Brothers, did you go through any other names? I'm thinking in my head here, I'm thinking, you know, perhaps the Tassie Devils or the Wolf Pack.
We actually were for a while called One for the Road.
I don't know about that one.
It became our philosophy.
That sort of got... Well, actually, to be completely honest with you, it named itself. Because we would go out and obviously... You know, we went to school together. And it would be. It'd be like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, we're going to watch the Wolf Boys. Oh, we're going to watch the Wolf Brothers. And because me and Nick used to do a lot of duo gigs, people would just say, and we didn't even call it the Wolf Brothers then, we called it Nick and Tom. How lame. And then they'd be like, oh, we're going to watch the Wolf Brothers tonight. And we all sort of went, that kind of...
That'll
make sense, doesn't it? That feels right, you know.
Because, you know, you are the Wolf Brothers, and since you, I guess, you officially took a name, how often do you get asked, what's the time, Mr. Wolf?
Well, I have my Mr. Wolf endorsed watch on.
That's a beauty.
Actually, not as much as you would think, to be honest.
I gave him that. He just used that.
No, but I honestly don't get asked that as much as you think.
I've
got to say, geez, I got it in primary school, though.
What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
All the time. That's okay.
All right, so, boys, what's left at Gympie now? What are you looking forward to doing, seeing, eating, chip on a stick, baby?
Dagwood, dog, for sure.
Yeah, I had a Dagwood.
and We're playing Crowbar tonight.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, when the main stage shuts down, we're on a Crowbar.
Well, so everyone will be there.
Yeah, it'll be a party set tonight. So we'll tear them a new one tonight. That's okay.
Ah, sounds good. All right, boys, thank you very much for your time. The Wolf Brothers, my missus' favourite band, and they're in my top 10 as well. Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Hey, guys.